You're listening to the Coffee Hour with Sarah
and Andy,
and it's Olympic time.
I thought about humming the Olympic anthem, but
I'll
spare everyone. Olympics. So how late were you up last night watching the Olympics?
Only till about 10, which is actually kind of late for us.
Yeah, that's late.
There was a lot of figure skating on. We were like skipping through the people we didn't want to see, but it takes a long time.
Yeah, 10 o'clock. I can't make it. And I wish, I don't know if there are ways to go back and watch.
We record everything.
We're not that savvy.
So we record it and then we start it after it has already started live so that we can skip all the commercials.
There's so much to learn from the Olympics and in terms of world history and different cultures, different government systems, things like that. There are all kinds of things to learn.
For the curious minded.
Exactly. One of the books that I'm reading right now that has some history and biomechanics in it. I know.
Yes, of course.
Would you expect anything less than that?
No.
There is a little bit of the history of the Olympics in it. How timely that I'm reading this right now. But enough about me and what I'm reading. Let's go to the Markle family, what they're learning during Olympics. Let's go to the Markle family.
Amanda Markle, we have on the phone with us, who is a homeschool extraordinaire, and we want to come visit you, Amanda.
Oh, thank you.
So you have this this fantastic way of bridging the Olympics wherever they're happening in the world with your kids at home. What inspired this for you to be doing this?
Well, you know, I've always loved the Olympics. I can remember even when I was a little kid in like 1984 and then 1988, just watching as much as I could the Summer and Winter Games. And so when I became a parent, I thought, well, how can I, you know, share this and help my kids love watching this as much as I do and kind of make these same fun memories of kind of the world just stopping a little bit and everybody coming together and focusing on this one thing. And so it's kind of snowballed from there over the years. When they were real little, it was just, you know, what would they be happy to watch? You know, toddlers, you got a very short attention span. But now that they're older and they really get into more of the details, we are able to have a lot of fun with it.
We tried watching the opening ceremonies with our four-year-old. It lasted about 5 minutes.
Better than me. I fell asleep before they lit the cauldron.
Oh, yeah. I didn't make it to the cauldron, sadly.
I got to go back and watch it.
Very rarely do I ever make it to that. So how are you making this a part of your home? Well, what's the age span of the Markle kids?
5 to almost 15.
Oh, my gosh. They're growing up so fast.
Oh, I know. And I've been kind of trying to figure out, well, how do I make it appropriate for this kind of broad age span now? And so we're doing different things, kind of. Some things that are more appropriate for the older kids to learn about, and then just some fun hands-on stuff for the little one and anything in between that everybody can do.
So what are some of those things that you've done for the younger kids, for the older kids?
One of the first places I start is with food. It's so much fun just to see what other cultures are eating, you know, what their common ingredients are and how they prepare their foods. And so every time an Olympics is coming up, I look for cookbooks and recipes online and just try this so we can get a feel of what their real culture is like, you know, not the stuff that we see just at restaurants here that are catering to Americans who might want to kind of try it, but not really. But what are they really eating? And, you know, sometimes it can be hard to find the right ingredients around here, but we try to make it as authentic as possible so we really get a feeling for what it's like to be in that country.
Has there been a Korean dish that's been a hit so far this year?
We've tried a few things, and everything was pretty popular. I made a stir fry with a sweet potato starch noodle, which was very new for us. I didn't even know that was a thing. And that was popular, and we tried fried tofu, which was also new for us. We'd never eaten tofu before, and all of my children liked that, which shocked me. It was really exciting to see them go back for seconds.
That is pretty impressive. So as you're watching, obviously we're watching athletic events, but what other things do you pick out or do the kids pick out to kind of further the cultural experience as you're watching everything unfold on TV?
Well, this year it's been really easy to tie it in with current event stuff because there's so much going on in the Korean Peninsula. And so we've talked a lot about, you know, North and South Korea and, you know, the demilitarized zone and what kind of tense relations are kind of going on over there. And we've gotten into a little bit of the history of those countries, too, and why there's so much tension and why they're not a united people. So we've, I think, maybe focused more on current matters this time around than we ever have before, just because it's been so much in the news lately.
What have you tried that's new this time? Or, well, let's back up to some of the previous Olympics. Let's see, Rio and Sochi. Were there things that stood out from those that were some of your favorite homeschool lessons or family activities?
Well, in the summer, we really have a bigger opportunity almost to make it part of school because it's a whole summer school unit that I plan. And so that's always really fun and exciting because we can focus on just stuff surrounding the Olympics. We kind of tone it down in the winter because we're already doing our regular school lessons and we kind of just work it in where we can. But the summer is a lot of fun because we can delve into so many more things because we just have more time to do it.
Hmm. So are there any Olympic activities like or any Olympic games like the Markle Olympics, Markle Family Olympics, where they're competing?
In the summer, we do have a full-on family Olympics where we come up with different events that are kind of loosely based on the things we're seeing on TV. In the winter, that's a little more challenging, so I try to find one thing we can focus on. Like next week, we're going to go ice skating and see what that's like, and it's been a long time since we've been ice skating, so probably none of us really remembers how. And that'll just kind of give us, you know, that feeling of being involved in one of the events, too.
Well, last Sunday, I think there were plenty of opportunities for ice skating in the church parking lot. So didn't even have to have skates for that. You were talking about food earlier and some of the cultural foods. Did anyone try dried squid? I remember back in the day when I worked in the international dorm at Concordia, one of my residents bringing me dried squid, which he said was very popular in his culture. Instead of popcorn in the movie theater, they'd eat dried squid. Did you try that in the Markle household this week?
We have not tried that yet. We saw it at the Asian supermarket, and there was some discussion about it, but we were not all convinced that we should try it. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get a little more courage as the Olympics go on.
Well, if you're looking for my input, if you like beef jerky, it's nothing like it. So, yes, it's a cultural taste to be acquired. I was not a fan of it, but I'm sure that I understand that, you know, that some might like it. I just am not one of those people. What do the kids get most excited about when it comes to the Olympics? What do you see them most motivated about when it comes to their lessons and what they're learning about the Olympics?
Well, the little one loves any kind of craft project we come up with. She just, you know, anything that she can make and display is a lot of fun for her. So last week we made Korean shield kites to hang up in our schoolroom, and they're certainly not flight-worthy, but they are a pretty good approximation of what their kites look like, and kite flying is a huge deal in South Korea, especially around the Lunar New Year. Here we think about kite flying more as a spring activity, but they're doing it in the winter to celebrate the Lunar New Year, which is coming up at the end of this week. So the timing for learning about Asia in general is just excellent this year. And so that was a lot of fun, and all of the children enjoy doing it because, you know, they got to pick what kind of designs they wanted to put on, and they're all so unique and different. But the little one especially just loves doing stuff like that.
Is there something that the kids are looking forward to that you have planned in the next week or so?
The ice skating is very popular. They can't wait to do that. And we have a few more Korean meals planned that they're pretty excited about. And just, you know, watching all the sports, they all have their favorites that they're looking forward to. My younger son really loves the bobsled, and he has to wait till the end of the week for that to be on. So he's just chomping at the bit to get to that.
So what time is dinner tonight?
Well, tonight, actually, we're having Thanksgiving leftovers because we had a Thanksgiving meal this weekend. So we had to throw some American stuff in there, too.
Why not? Change it up a little bit.
Yep.
With all of these different cultures, where do you get your ideas? Is it just like a massive Google search, or do you have a system of where you find all of these different things? Because the Olympics go on for what is it, 18 days? So that's a lot of different ideas to come up with.
Yeah, there is a lot of Googling. I also start with literature a lot of times. I look, you know, for books written by authors of that heritage or books set in that country. And I try to look, you know, for award winners when possible, just so I know I'm getting something that's going to be quality, because there's so much out there that just isn't. And, you know, the books kind of lead you into other places. A lot of them will have a bibliography where you can get ideas for websites or recipes or craft ideas. And it just, it blossoms from there.
How early did you start planning for the Olympics, for this year?
Last fall, probably, I was starting to look into what we might do. I didn't really get serious about it until right after Christmas, just because we were so busy. Summer Olympics, I'll plan months ahead of time. But this, you know, I kind of push it right up to the deadline.
And I suppose as Olympics end, what are other topics that that your family, because you, when you do homeschool, you do like full contact homeschool. It's not like just,
it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to, you know, we always have our regular stuff going on. We follow a fairly, you know, regular school calendar because my younger son goes to the public school. And so we try to take our breaks at the same time he is. But anytime there's some kind of big event coming up or a big holiday or anything where we can add some extra stuff or just try something new, I try to incorporate that as much as possible.
So all kinds of fun things incorporated into homeschool. And it sounds like the kids are fully engaged with what's going on with the Olympics and upcoming things as well.
I hope so.
And I guess, kind of like the rest of us, when the Olympics are done, everything just kind of fades away and it gets a little bit calmer and back to the regular routine then, huh?
Yeah, a little boring, but, it, you know, there's kind of almost a sense of relief afterwards that you don't have so much going on.
Amanda, thanks so much for sharing your homeschool story with us, and blessings of the rest of your Olympic lessons at Homeschool with the Markle family.
Thank you.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour for today. Any plans for what coffee you're going to have tomorrow? Or is it just a surprise?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Korean coffee?
You know, we haven't found a Korean one. I'll have to go to the store.
That does it for the Coffee Hour for today. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.